Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The time has come for you to disappear and get to work. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been distracted for far too long. You have been surrounded by so much negativity, and you have let yourself go. You have not put yourself in a position to do better so that you can be better. It's time for you to let go. It's time for you to disappear. It's time for you to get focused. Sometimes you just got to escape and get away. Get away from people. Now, I'm not telling you to get away from the people that matter in your life. I'm telling you to get away from the people that's holding you back, that's keeping you down, that's not lifting you up, that's not giving you the strength that you need to stay focused, to stay driven, to stay disciplined. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't always have to be around people to get things done right. We must sometimes separate ourselves from everybody else so that we can be more focused, so we can be more in tune with ourselves. We get lost, we feel alone. We feel that we must have a need to have someone to validate who we are inside. But we really don't need that at all. What we need is to pay more attention to what matters in our lives and what we must do as individuals to make us better, so that we have the mental fortitude to carry on and do what is right for ourselves. But you can't work productively if you're always distracted, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're miserable. So what is it that you need to do? Perhaps you need to just stop watching things on television that may distract you. Perhaps you need to stop showing up to work and letting other people get inside your mind and in your heart and taking you away from yourself. Or maybe you just need to take a walk and find some peace in your mind. Work, effort, purpose, will. This is what is needed. This is how you get through it. But if you got a bunch of negative noise surrounding you, if you got a bunch of negative things happening around you, you'll never be able to see the promised land. You'll never be able to see the truth within yourself. There's no reason for you to be down on yourself. There's no reason for you to feel sad about yourself. I understand we all have that tendency of thinking that we're less. But in reality, we are so much more. But we got to believe in ourselves. And we have to escape the negativity. We have to escape the doubt. We have to escape the evil. We have to be positive within ourselves. There are going to be many days that you will have to face things that are not going to be what you want it to be. There are going to be many days when you just don't feel you have the strength to carry on. There are going to be many days when you just want to give up. But you know that you cannot. You must understand that you have to escape. Just get away so that you can work a little bit harder. Get away from the things that are not gonna give you what you really need. Get away! Run away from those things that have held you back and you didn't feel that you had the strength to come back. You've got to believe and know there is something that is special about you. But if you're not willing to separate yourself from all of these things that are surrounding you, these people, their negative energy, their doubts, you're never gonna see it. You're never gonna see your potential. You're never gonna see your true strength. You're never gonna understand who you are. You're never gonna know your truth. Because you've been too busy living a lie. Escape. Get away. Find a place that no one else can find you. Find a place within yourself that no one else can touch. Find a place of peace and harmony. Be able to recognize your purpose. Be able to believe once again in you. When no one else believes in you, be the person that believes in you yourself. No one deserves to take that happiness from you. Don't give people that much power. Don't give negative energy that much power. You are powerful. You are strong. And you got to have the capabilities. You got to have the will. You got to have the wisdom to stand on what you believe in. And make no mistake, you will always be under attack. Someone is coming after you. Someone doesn't want to see you happy. Someone wants to take you out of the game. But you're stronger than that. You have more to give than to lose. Give it all you got. Believe in yourself. Work towards the greatness that you have within you. Look up and see your true potential. See what you are capable of. Know what you are capable of. Fight for what you are capable of. And just keep it moving. Your business, it's work. Your life, it's work. Your purpose, it's work. But you gotta know how to escape. Get away from the things that are holding you back. You truly want to see the best of yourself. Put yourself in a better position. Put yourself in a and a higher position. Don't make it out that you're better than anyone. No one says that you're better than anyone. But you can be the best of yourself as long as you believe in yourself. Keep your mind focused on what makes you better. Keep your mind focused on what makes you stronger. Don't you dare let anyone get you out of your game. This is the fight of your life. You have to work. You have to trust it. You have to stand on it. You will not bow down. You will not give up. You will work. You will push. You will give everything that you have for today and for the rest of your life. Be productive. Be strong. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. How much are you willing to take? How much are you willing to hurt so you can grow? How much effort are you willing to give to get the most of yourself? You have got to come to a conclusion right now and understand what you need to do. You need to get inside your mind right now and say, this is it. This is the moment. This is the opportunity. This is the time. This is my time. Now I got to push. I got to push with my might. I got to push with my faith. I got to work day in and day out. The challenges are coming. They coming in different shapes, forms, and fashions. But I got to stay ready. I got to be ready. I got to work towards the greatness that I know that I have within myself. There's no time to be afraid now. There's no time to say I'm done. I'm not done yet. Because my heart is still beats. My heart is beating. It means I'm alive. So I got to keep pushing. My blood, it flows through my veins. It flows for a reason. I got to keep pushing. I'm running fast. I feel tired, but I gotta keep pushing. I got these weights over my chest, and it's bearing down on me. But I gotta keep pushing. It's getting heavy. It feels heavy. I feel like I'm about to give up, but no way, no how. I am going to push. 'Cause I got to. That's that power that I have to possess. That's that reason that I have to possess. That's that knowledge and knowing that if it's something on the other side of the fence, look out, here I come, because you're not gonna push me away. I'm gonna push forward, onward and upward. That is my mission. That's what I must do. That's what I need to do. That's what we all should do. When we are faced with adversity, we must push forward. Don't let something that didn't make you break you. How dare you allow that to happen to you? Who said that you shouldn't struggle? Struggle? Bring it. Let's go. bring that struggle. I need that struggle. I don't want it to be easy. Why should it be easy? I don't need easy. I need work. I need struggle because it's gonna help me to build up the characteristics that I need within myself. It's gonna help me to go above and beyond the call of duty. I'm always at war. I'm always fighting. I'm always working. I don't have time to sleep. I'm not talking about the sleep where you close your eyes and go to bed. I don't have time to sleep on me. You don't have time to sleep on you. You better do something about it. You better work towards something. Forward. Not back. Forward. Storm is coming. Keep moving forward. A flood is coming. Keep swimming forward. If you go under, you better learn how to swim. But you better keep going forward. The push is what we need. The drive is what we need. The determination is what we need. The discipline is what we need. Not something that didn't have anything to do with my development. Not something that had nothing to do with my life. With my existence. It's just in the way. So push it out of the way. You have no business giving up. Cause you struggle. Oh, it's too hard. This is so hard for me. Life, that's what we do. It's what it is. You don't have the right to have an easy day every single day. Sure, we're gonna have those good days. And them bad days, you better believe they coming at you. They coming for you. If every day is an easy day, what are you gonna do with the worst days? How are you gonna be able to do something about it when your back is against the wall and you wanna quit? You'd rather die than live through the struggle. You'd rather say you're done, it's over. I have nothing left. Are you serious? Are you serious about giving up? Why don't you get serious about who you are? Why don't you get serious about what you are going through is something that you must have to go through? Something that you need to go through. Something that's gonna build you up. The suffering, it's just part of the equation. And the reason why you're going through it, because it's designed for you and you alone. No one else, just you. Now do something with that. Make something happen with that. If you are a father, be a father. But how can you teach your son or your daughter how to be great, how to go through some kind of a hell when you're giving up? How can they learn from the best parent in the world and you're giving up? How can you raise them right if you're giving up? To the mothers, be the mother that you're supposed to be. Teach your daughter, teach your son what you went through. How you carried them for the months that you carried them, and yet they exist today. The pain that you had to endure to bring them into this world. You don't teach them to be weak, you teach them to be strong. You teach them how to push forward. You teach them how to be responsible and accountable. You teach them how to live and be respectable. We all need a lesson in life. Not just live life, but learn through life. Not just have a good day, but understand that bad days are gonna come and we must endure and adapt and overcome. That is what we must do. That's how we push. others do. That's how we push forward. No one said it was over for you. No one said that it's over and done and you should just go into town and give up. Why are you giving up? Okay, I get it. It's tough. But when it get tough, you get tough. You tighten up. Get tough, get tight, get right, or get gone. No other way. Except the right way. Your way. Not the other way. Not the past. No time for a past. You earn it right. You do it right. And you go through whatever's coming at you. You go through it. Because if you got a beating heart and those lungs are working and you're focused, push forward. Push forward. Live that life. Be that life. Be about that life. Don't give up now. It's not over. You're just going through it. So keep going through it. Keep going through it every day. Get knocked around a few times, but keep going through it. Get pushed back a few times. That don't mean you stop. It means you just grow. And you're learning. And you're living. Be about that business. Be about your life. Be productive in your life. And from the bottom of my heart, keep it moving and conduct your business. Do you have the strength and the wisdom to push forward? It's difficult for many of us. It's hard to let go when you work so hard to get what you have gotten along the way. But here we are. We must understand within ourselves that every challenge requires focus, requires faith, requires dedication and discipline. There's no reason for you to be down on yourself. There's no reason for you to feel sad about yourself. In reality, we are so much more. So keep looking up and know there are going to be many days that you will have to face things that are not going to be what you want it to be. There are going to be many days when you just don't feel you have the strength to carry on. There are going to be many days when you just want to give up. But you know that you cannot. All you want to do is complain about it, crying about it, wondering about it, hoping that somebody will jump on that misery train with you and take a ride. And all you got to do is just say, not today. Complaining? Nah, I'm planning. I'm planning for the attack. I'm planning to do better. I'm planning to go up. Planning to do what's right for me. This is another chapter in your life. This is another testimony that you will share. That you will let others know that, yes, I've been knocked down, but when I got down, I knew what I had to do to get back up again. I had to believe. I had to have faith. And I had to trust again. Let it be known that you are the best. And the best knows, believes, and trusts that they will get up again. This is the time to understand what you are dealing with, what you are facing, what you must do to move forward again. And do you? You can't change people. You can't make people do what you want them to do. Everybody's not gonna listen to you. Everybody doesn't want what you want. So we can complain all we want. Sometimes we just gotta stay in our lane and go our own way. But as long as you have a beating heart and your lungs are functioning and your eyes are open, you will get back up again. You will press on and you will live strong. And you will fight until there's nothing else left to fight for. And just keep it moving. Your business, it's work. Your life, it's work. Your purpose, it's work. Escape. Find a place that no one else can find you. Be the best of yourself and never give up. Find a place within yourself that no one else can touch. Find a place of peace and harmony. Be able to recognize your purpose. Be able to believe once again in you. When no one else believes in you, be the person that believes in you yourself. No one deserves to take that happiness from you. Don't give people that much power. Don't give negative energy that much power. The best never quits. The best knows how to get back up and rise again. The best doesn't stay on the ground for too long, because the best understands that even though you're down, you must have the capabilities to get up. Work, effort, purpose, will. This is what is needed. This is how you get through it. But if you got a bunch of negative noise surrounding you, if you got a bunch of negative things happening around you, you'll never be able to see the promised land. You'll never be able to see the truth within yourself. Something knocked you down. Something held you back. Why did this happen? Was it supposed to happen? Why did you have to go through this particular fallback when you work so hard? Well, I'm here to let you know the best, sometimes they do fall. But as long as you have a beating heart and your lungs are functioning and your eyes are open, you will get back up again. Believe in yourself. Work towards the greatness that you have within you. Look up and see your true potential. See what you are capable of. Know what you are capable of. Fight for what you are capable of. This is the fight of your life. And you have to work. You have to trust it. You have to stand on it. You will not bow down. You will not give up. You will work. You will push. And you will give everything that you have for today and for the rest of your life. productive, be strong, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. What are you waiting for? How much time do you need before you realize you need to get some work done? You need to stop holding back the purpose that is within you. You have to stop allowing the lies to put you in a position where you don't care anymore. Get after it. Rise up and get after it. If you're waiting for something to happen by itself, it won't happen. Don't you realize that you have more power within you? Don't you realize that you are responsible for the outcome of things that have been presented before you? Don't you realize that you possess something unique about you? Or have you allowed other people or other things to interfere with who you are inside? You say you want to be great. You say you want to be the best. You can't be anything if you're not putting forth the efforts that are necessary for you to be what you truly want to be. We all have a destiny before us. Now, we are going to have those ups and downs. We're never going to see the promised land overnight. We're never going to get to where we want to be overnight. But we still got to get after it. We still got to manifest something within ourselves and believe that we have the capabilities for the possible things to happen. You may think that sometimes that the things that are far away from you are too impossible for you to reach. But who says that you can't keep reaching for it? You got to get after it. You got to stumble. You got to fall. You got to fail. But you still got to get after it. Ladies and gentlemen, time is of an essence. And we don't have time to waste time on nonsense. Make it make sense. Make it make sense for you. Not everyone is going to understand your destiny. Not everyone is going to understand what you are seeking in your life. The question is, do you understand it? Do you believe in it? Do you trust it? Or are you going to allow people to interfere with what you are seeking in your life? We are working so hard to get other people to validate who we are inside. Instead of understanding that we have a purpose, we all have a significant purpose in this world. And your purpose and my purpose and other people's purpose doesn't necessarily have to equate to being all one thing together. We got something that we need to do within ourselves each and every day of our lives. Do not hold back the best of yourself. Do not hold back your desires. If it's productive, then keep on doing it. If you're doing it the right way, then keep on doing it. If you're making a mistake, learn from the mistake, but keep going forward. Stop allowing fear and doubt and despair put you into an abyss of misery. Don't get lost and failing. Don't get lost and wanting to give up. It's true, it's very difficult. Life is a difficult thing, but life is a precious thing. And we got to live it each and every day of our lives. But you ain't got the right to give up. You don't have the right to quit. You don't need to be buying into the nonsense and letting other people deter you from what you truly ought to be doing in your life right now. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be those mistakes. You are going to make a lot of mistakes along the way, but you still have to get after it. If you're laying in your bed, you're waiting for the alarm clock to go off to get you up, and you're requesting you need more time because you didn't get enough sleep, because you had a long day yesterday. Yesterday has nothing to do with right now. You don't have that right to put aside the time that has been given to you. Do something with the time you have. Make it count for something. Don't make it count for nothing. You just want to make excuses. You depend on them. You trust in them. You believe that excuses love you so much. When all excuses wants to do is tear you down and take away everything that you have inside. You refuse to listen to the possibilities. You refuse to listen to your truth. You refuse to listen to what will make you better. You rather depend on the things that make you worse. You rather depend on the weaknesses. You rather depend on your failures. Because you failed so many times, you're saying, why now? What's gonna change? Because I keep on failing over and over and over again. Why am I going back out there? Why am I putting myself in this position? So that people can laugh at me? So people can look down on me? Why are you depending on what other people are thinking and saying, but you're not saying the right things to yourself, to your soul, to your mind? You're not getting yourself up. You're not rising up again. You've been down before. You've been in positions where you didn't think you can go through it anymore. But if you're listening to this message, you know what it is, then do something about it. You don't like where you are, do something about it. You don't like the way you're standing, do something about it. And carry on. Be strong every day of your life. It's not easy being strong. No one said it would be. But every time you get knocked down, every time there's a pushback, you must learn to push forward and be productive in your life and represent who you are inside. Don't ever doubt you. Don't ever let others put you in a mindset of thinking that you don't matter. You have to get after it. It becomes a part of you. If everything else has that much control of your life, then what are you doing with your life? How can you say it's your life when others are running your life? When weakness is running your life? When excuses is running your life? How can you say it's your life? You don't know what to do with your life. That's why you won't go after it. So you keep falling back. You want to give up. Why should you give up? Why should you quit? Understand quitting? That's easy. Anyone can quit. Anyone can give up. And then you want to have a pity party and tell everyone in the world why you gave up. But you didn't have to. You just need to get after it. You need to stand up and get after it. You need to walk it, talk it, live it, breathe it, fight for it, and carry on with everything, with all your might, with all your soul, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you do. Don't quit on you. Don't quit on what you have. It's okay when you make a mistake. Just don't keep making the same mistakes. Don't keep saying, I should have did better. I should have did this. I should have did that. When you say you should have, it never will get done because you keep saying the same thing and you sound like a broken record with a hole in it. Stop repeating the same mistakes and get after it. Stop living a lie and get after it. Start looking within yourself and get after it. Change your mindset. Elevate your game. Trust in your abilities. Live the life that you have been given. And fight with a pure heart. Your life, it's yours. Your life has meaning. Your purpose, it's up to you. Get after it. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.